Turn to Hebrews in chapter 8, this well-known passage that we often quote in relation to the new covenant. Hebrews chapter 8. This new covenant, verse 8, middle, I will effect a new covenant. It's referring to the church. Not like the covenant which I made with the old Jewish people when I had led them out of Egypt. Now, this is the covenant I'll make. I will put my law into their mind and write them on their hearts. In the old covenant, he wrote it on two tablets of stone with his finger. Ten commandments. Now the two tablets are inside us, our mind and our heart. God writes, and in the New Testament, the finger of God is called the Spirit of God. Jesus said, if I cast out demons by the finger of God or by the Spirit of God, he used both expressions, from which we know the finger of God is the Holy Spirit. It's by the Holy Spirit that he wrote those commandments on those rocks. And he says, now with that same finger, the Holy Spirit, he's going to write God's law in my mind, which means he's going to give me a desire to do all of his will, to fulfill his perfect plan for my life. If any of you have a desire to do all of God's will, don't ever try to take credit for that you are better than somebody else. No, the Holy Spirit wrote that desire in your mind. Humble yourself and give God the credit for it. Sometimes we don't come into God's life because we take the credit for what God did. We think, I'm better than that guy. I've got a desire to do God's will. He doesn't. But who gave you that desire? I hope it is not you yourself. Because you yourself decided something, it won't last long. A lot of people I've seen, even in CFC churches, their holiness sense of wears out after some time. In some situation, they do something so utterly stupid that you say, where was all that holiness? It's all disappeared. Because deep down in their heart, they thought they are the ones who were having a passionate desire to follow the Lord. They were not humble enough to acknowledge one simple thing. Even the desire to follow Jesus is not from me. He has written it in my mind. God gave me that desire. None of us would, for example, take the credit for the forgiveness of our sins. We will not say, oh, by my cleverness I got forgiveness of our sins. No, for that we understand clearly it was 100% what Jesus did on the cross. I can't take credit for the forgiveness of my sins. I want to tell you in the same way, you cannot take credit for the desire to do God's will. You got to humble yourself and say, Lord, I cannot take any credit that I am better than that other person who doesn't seem to have a great desire to do God's will, but I do. Well, God gave it to you, brother. Keep it, but always acknowledge God gave it to you. Learn from Jesus, who was humble of spirit, humble in heart, and depended on the Father all the time. And the second thing, he says, then I'll write it on your heart. Writing in the heart means God is going to give me the strength to do it. First the desire, and then the strength. Those are the two tablets on which God writes his laws today. In my mind, giving me the desire to do God's will, and in my heart, giving me the ability to do God's will. So that's the difference between mind and heart. In the mind I get a desire, and in the heart I get the ability. See Hebrews, this is where grace, where does grace come? Hebrews 13 and verse 9. It says, don't be carried away by strange teachings. There's so many theories and doctrines in Christendom today, with so many different groups. Don't get taken up with all those things, it says. It's really a word needed today. There are so many messages and theories floating around in charismatic circles and different groups, each person coming up with some new theory. Don't get carried away with all that. The main thing is, verse 9, Hebrews 13:9, your heart must become strong with grace. Strong for what? To do God's will. God writes his law into my mind, gives me a desire, and then it's good for grace to come and strengthen what? Strengthen my heart. to be able to do God's will so that sin has no power over me. It's like God's grace comes to me that even if a Goliath of sin comes against me, he's knocked down in a second. David knocked down Goliath in 1 second. That wasn't in his power. It's a picture of what grace can do. When a mighty sin that's knocked you down for so many years. There are many people who have been knocked down by a giant called pornography for years. Or a drinking habit or some other habit that's worn them down. Anger is like a huge giant like Goliath that's always frightened them, knocked them down. And God says, if your heart is strengthened by grace like David, you can knock him down with one blow. Believe him. Come to the Lord with humility and say, Lord, you who gave me the desire in my mind will also give me the strength in my heart. Give me grace now to overcome that. See, that same truth is repeated in Philippians in chapter 2. I'm just showing it to you in scripture so that you know this is not some theory I'm preaching, but it's exactly what the apostles preached, which most Christians have not understood. And this is why we have so many burdens. Philippians 2 and verse 13. God is at work inside you. And whenever it says God is at work inside you, it's always referring to the Holy Spirit doing two things. One, in your mind, to make you will his will, his good pleasure. Second, in your heart, to work his good pleasure. It's the same thing here. It's exactly what we read in Hebrews 8. He works in my mind to choose it, and then he works in my heart to do it. And so, what should I do then? That's said in verse 12, last part. You work out your salvation from all sin with fear and trembling. Lord, you're working in me to desire it. You're giving me the strength to do it, but I'm not a robot programmed to automatically move around and live a holy life. No, I have to agree with you. I say, that's all God says. Give your will to me and say, you agree with me. I'll give you the desire and the ability. Dear brothers and sisters, we've preached on this for years. But I find sometimes truth needs repetition so that we are gripped by it. Haven't you sometimes read a verse in scripture for years and years and years and one day it hits you? I remember way back, I think the first time I asked Jesus to come into my heart when I was probably 13 years old. And I never knew whether he came. I used to read the Bible. I used to pray every day. But I never knew. Was I saved or not? No change. And one day, I just read a verse probably which I read many times before. John 6:37. Him that come to me, I'll never cast out. And I remember that so vividly. It was in July 1959. I remember where I was in my room in the naval base in Cochin, morning, reading the Bible. Him that cometh to me, I'll never cast out. And it's like an anchor. You know, a ship drops an anchor and then it cannot move. That's what happened. I dropped an anchor that day. And for 60 years now, my ship has not moved. Assured, I am a child of God. I'm born again. I didn't live perfect from that day, no. I mean, a ship at anchor keeps swinging this way, that way, that way, but it doesn't move from that spot. So that was my life. But it's something that God, but I had to agree with it, and I said, I accept it. The same thing when I was seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, years later. Defeated, frustrated, praying, nothing happening. Till one day, I just believed that if God has called me to serve Him, He will not refuse to give me His power. It's not a great, profound truth. But one day it just hit me. And I believed it. And I tell you, like that first thing 60 years ago changed the direction of my life, this other faith in just that simple promise changed the direction of my life from a defeated Christian, led me in the path of victory 45 years ago and led to planting churches and so many other things. So I find it's that, you know, God, I give the credit to God. He put a desire in my heart and gave me the ability to do it. Come to Jesus. There you will not, and I remember the years before that, before I had that experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit, I used to be so frequently discouraged, condemning myself because I was defeated, condemning myself, oh, why can't I get victory? I know these things, but I'm not able to get victory. I'm defeated, frustrated. I feel there are people sitting here like that. Dear brother, sister, don't give up. Say, Lord, please put faith in my heart. Help me to believe that you will make me will, you've already done that, that you will give me the grace to do it. I want to learn from you. I want to look at Jesus all the time and see how you did it and learn from you. And I want to believe that none of your commandments are a burden. That's important. The devil will always tell you that God's commands are a burden.